Calling the Seahound. Captain Silver, calling the Seahound. Come in, Seahound. Come in, Seahound. Over.
Shipmates, Captain Silver surprised everyone in the hut of the Voodoo Queen when he suddenly snatched Tex's gun and covered Timari and the two men who had been guarding Baloo. Even Tex was wide-eyed with amazement. But Baloo was the most surprised of all. He had already been stunned when Captain Silver had exclaimed,
"These documents are worth every inch of the trip to this village. Baloo, I don't know how it happened, but I think Baka Noir made the biggest mistake of his life. A mistake that'll cost him everything he's built up."
Baloo stared, pop-eyed. Those films were supposed to be the ones that Baka Noir had discarded as worthless. Had the Black Devil really made a mistake? Then, when Captain Silver pointed the gun at Timari and said,
"I'd hate to fight the whole village to save the life of Baloo, but his life is worth just that much to me."
Baloo felt his brain whirling. This was more than he could comprehend. It is now a few seconds later. Timari is the first to recover her composure.
"Captain Silver, this not necessary."
"No?"
"No, monsieur. You saved my life when great white crocodile would have killed me. He too, Baloo, kill Papillon, and he should pay according to laws of village. But, monsieur, I owe a life to you. If you say Baloo not to die, it be like you say."
"All right, Timari. Here's your gun, Tex."
"You, Baloo, you murderer, you should die.
Timari.
You gon' live only because Captain ask it. You owe your life to Captain Silver."
"Oh, mon capitaine, I am your willing servant."
"Get up, Baloo."
"Oui, oui, monsieur. Whatever you say."
"You don't owe me a thing, Baloo."
"Like funny you don't, Captain. Sinful-looking critter would be feeling machetes on his neck if it weren't for you."
"But Tex, he told us T. Marie had the microfilm."
"Oh, she would have given them to us anyhow."
"Oh, I feel that he's proved he wants to be on our side."
"Ah, oui, Captain Silver, that is truth. I no longer want anything to do with Baka Noir. I am yours to command, monsieur."
"All right, Baloo. Go to your hut, and I'll join you there later on."
"It will be soon, Captain."
"No, not for an hour or so. I have a lot of things I want to do. Well, Tex, do you feel strong enough to help me?"
"Me? Sure thing. I'm gaining strength every minute."
"Good. Baloo, you'd better stay inside your hut. A lot of the people in this village may not agree with Team Marie's decision to spare your life."
Oui, monsieur."
"If you venture out of the hut, you might run into an accident. You understand?"
"Oui, mon captain."
"Go on, then."
"One moment."
"Yes?"
"My guards take evil one to hut. Mordant, take Baloo to hut and leave him there."
"Go with the guards, Baloo."
Oui, monsieur. Whatever the captain
says." "Doggone it, Captain Silver, I don't get it."
"Well, what's the matter, Tex?"
"Well, you sure done a fast right about face. Bars and buffalo, I never seen a man change his tack as downright sudden as you did."
"I know."
"Monsieur, if you will leave Umfor, I like be alone."
Just a minute, Timari. I want to explain a few things to you."
"It not necessary. I am happy find way repay you."
"Now, please listen to me."
"Will you go?"
"No. Not until I've talked to you. Do you really think that I had to draw a gun a few minutes ago?"
"It not matter."
"Marie, that was only a gesture for the benefit of Baloo."
"Eh? What that?"
"I wonder if I can make you understand. Marie, Baka Noir is the leader of an underground organization with plans for world domination."
"Monsieur, that what Baloo told me about you."
"What?
Oui, he said that you evil, and that you hope someday to take control of Haiti. After that, other countries, and later, the ruler of world.
Holy mackerel, that ornery polecat.
He tell me, keep document hidden from you, because they help you in your plans.
And yet, you gave me the documents.
Because, monsieur, I find out that Baloo evil. And also, I find I can trust you.
Marie, the truth is, Baka Noir is planning to do just what Baloo said.
Huh?
Baka Noir does have important documents. He smuggled them out of Europe. They have many plans for world domination, together with the names and addresses of men who can be counted upon to help.
I see.
And I'm after those documents.
Your captain, you said that these ear microfilms was the important one.
Oh, nonsense, Tex. These films are worthless.
Mon Dieu, I thought you said...
These documents are obsolete. They contain information about men who are being tried at Nuremberg, and information about invasion plans during the war.
And they ain't no good?
No. Baka Noir planted these here and let me get them after a lot of difficulty, hoping that I'd contact the State Department in Washington and report the search was ended.
Oh, gone. I thought we had something.
Yeah, so did Baloo.
Well, I think so, too.
Did you see Baloo's face when he thought I had the valuable document?
Ah, yeah, sure was bug-eyed.
You told him Baka Noir make great mistake.
He did. He made a great mistake when he counted on a man like Baloo.
Oh, so that was it, huh?
You see, T. Marie, I acted as I did because I wanted to impress Baloo.
For what, Captain?
To see what his next move will be. Tex, that man has a radio in his hut, and he's in contact with Baka Noir.
So now he'll report to that buzzard, huh?
Yeah, I think so. You see, T. Marie and I have already listened in when he talked to Baka Noir. Now you and I will go to the Sprayhound and listen in again.
Well, Captain...
I'm playing an angle, Tex. It might lead us to the hiding place of the real plans.
Then let's get to that launch on the double quick. Come on, I'll bring the viewer and the films.
You want me go with you, Captain?
No, not this time, T. Marie. I know the trail.
Hey.
What's the matter, Tex?
I don't know. There's something wrong. Look around the village. What's happened?
Well, seems to look the same.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but something ain't the same.
Drums are sounding.
Yeah?
Drums are lifeblood of IT. So long they sound in hills, we know that everything all right.
Oh, I got it.
Huh?
There's nothing but the drums.
Eh?
What do you mean?
Where's all the sounds of the birds and the other critters in the trees? Can't even hear a tree frog. What's happened to make them all so quiet all of a sudden?
Oh. I don't know. Do you, T. Marie?
I not like it. Hey, listen. Wind is speaking.
Oh, feels like a rain wind.
I thought it hardly ever rained before 5 in the afternoon or after 8 in the evening.
Well, that may be the general rule in Haiti, but there's a storm in that wind. Look at those clouds.
Hey, T. Marie, do the frogs and birds always shush up for a rain?
No, monsieur. That's why I not like this quiet.
Well, if there's a storm on the way, the sooner we get to the launch, the better. Baloo intends to contact Baka Noir. He'll do it right away. Come on, Tex.
I'm with you, Captain.
Be careful, mon ami. Be careful of the great white crocodile.
Ah, sure is good to be sitting here in the old Sprayhound again. Oh, doggone.
It'd be a lot better if we had her underway, heading downstream toward Jerry and Kukai.
Want to call him again?
Yeah. Sprayhound calling Seahound. Sprayhound calling Seahound. Come in.
What's that, Captain? Static?
Yeah, a lot of disturbance in the air.
Hey, them clouds are sure getting black looking over yonder.
Yeah, no reply.
This ain't one of the times you're scheduled for calling him, is it?
No, but I've called him at all times. On schedule, enough. Captain Silver calling the Seahound. Captain Silver calling Seahound. Come in.
Gosh, I sure hope nothing's happened to Jerry and Kukai.
Yeah.
If something did, I don't know who'd feed my parrot. And Fletcher, too. Hey, what are you doing?
Turning over to the wavelength of Baloo's transmitter.
Oh, sure enough. That's why we come here in the first place. Hey, Captain Silver.
Well?
Grab an eyeful of that there barometer. Look how she's falling.
Yeah, I noticed. It's pretty low.
Downright low. I tell you, Captain, we're in for a storm that ain't going to be one of them wishwash variety. We're in for one that'll be a whip-woozer.
I wish Baloo would get going.
Oh, wind is sure getting handsome. Brushing up some white water, and on a lake as small as this, that's something. Hey, did you hear that?
What?
I mean, did you stop hearing it? The drums, they stopped all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, so they did.
Captain, I don't like it. By thunderation, when the birds and frogs and things stopped, it was spooky enough, but T. Marie said that as long as the drums kept going in Haiti, everything was okay, but now the drums have stopped.
Well, there they go again. Make you feel better?
Captain, they don't sound like they did before. They sound like they're worried or nervous or something. That rhythm.
Well, right now, I'd rather hear Baloo than drums in any rhythm.
That there wind gets much higher. You won't hear nothing else but. We sure wish...
Hold it, Tex.
Huh?
Transmitter just came on the air.
Yeah?
Baloo's wavelength.
Uh-oh. Maybe here's where we get to learn something from Old Ugly.
Hello. Hello. Baloo calling Port-au-Prince. Baloo calling. Come in, master.
I'll hold his wave. No use cutting over to Bacanois' beam for an acknowledgement.
I wonder what Baloo would say was he to know that we're sitting here with four ears folded over everything he said.
Here we go. There's Baloo's signal.
Oh, thank you, master. Merci beaucoup. Baloo will use only as much of your time as is necessary.
Grabbling and scraping as usual.
Yeah, still calls Bacanois, master.
Listen to what I say. It is
important. I knew he was lying when he said he turned our side.
Quiet, Tex.
Captain Silver got the film from T. Marie. Master, Baloo did his best to make him think that I had turned against you. I tried to persuade him to leave film sealed, but he would not listen. He put them in a viewer and examined them. Then, Master, I had great shock. Captain Silver found that document were valuable. Master, you hear that? He found they were of great value. No, Master, he said that Bacanois would lose all that he had built up.
That is what he said,
Master. Then, suddenly, the captain became my friend. He thanked me for telling him truth. He turned on T. Murray. He even drew a gun in my defense. Master, what has happened? Have we kept the worthless document and let Captain Silver get the one of real value? Tell me, Master. Tell me at once. Come in.
Hurry it up, Captain. Hurry it up. Cut over to Bacanois' wavelengths. Great day in the morning. Here's where we find out how good a scheme we had.
Bacanois' reply comes within the next few seconds, and it is one that sends an electric thrill through Tex and Captain Silver. But close on the heels of that reply come events that make everything that went before seem insignificant. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for more exciting Adventures of Captain Silver and the Sea Hound. Adventures of Captain Silver and the Sea Hound are a copyrighted feature of the Captain Silver Syndicate, Incorporated. The director is Cyril Armbrister. The program came from New York, and this is John Scott speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.